I listened to the hiss of rain. The spray floated over and misted my cheeks while I counted on my fingers. I was born 7 months after they got married. She called me right after you were born. She said you were so pretty it hurt her eyes to look at you. Something about this caused my own eyes to sting like sand had flown into them. Maybe my mother had cooed over me after all, made embarrassing baby talk, twirled my newborn hair like the top of an ice cream cone, done it up with pink bows. Just because she didn't plan on having me didn't mean she hadn't loved me. August went on talking while I leaned back into the familiar story I'd always told myself, the one about my mother loving me beyond reason. I'd lived inside it the way a goldfish lives in its bowl, as if that was the only world there was. Leaving it would be the death of me. I sat there with my shoulders slumped, staring at the floor. I would not think the word unwanted. "Are you all right?" August said. "You want to go to bed now and sleep on all this? Talk about the rest in the morning?" "No," burst out of my lips. I took a breath. "I'm fine, really," I said, trying to sound unruffled. "I just need some more water." She took my empty glass and went to the kitchen, looking back twice at me. When she returned with the water, she had a red umbrella hooked over her wrist. "In a little while, I'll walk you over to the honey house," she said. As I drank, the glass shook in my hand and the water would hardly go down. The sound of swallowing in my throat grew so loud it blotted out the rain for several seconds. "Are you sure you don't want to go to bed now?" August asked. "I'm sure. I need to know."
"You need to know what, Lily?"
"Everything," I said. August settled herself beside me on the swing, resigned.
"All right, then," she said. "All right."
"I know she only married him because of me, but do you think she was just a little bit happy?" I asked.
"I think for a while she was. She tried, I know that."
I got a dozen or so letters, and at least that many phone calls from her, spread out over the first couple of years, and I could see she was making an effort. Mostly she wrote about you, how you were sitting up, taking your first steps, playing patty cake. But then her letters came less and less often, and when they did come, I could tell she was unhappy. One day she called me up. It was the end of August or 1st of September. I remember because we'd had Mary Day not long before that. She said she was leaving T-Ray, that she had to leave home. She wanted to know if she could stay with us here for a few months till she figured out where to go. "Of course," I said, "that would be fine." When I picked her up at the bus station, she didn't even look like herself. She had gotten so thin and had these dark circles under her eyes. My stomach did a slow roll. I knew we'd come to the place in the story I feared the most. I began to breathe very fast. "I was with her when you picked her up at the bus station. She brought me along, didn't she?" August leaned over and whispered against my hair. "No, honey, she came by herself." I realized I'd bitten the skin inside my cheek. The taste of blood made me want to spit, but I swallowed it instead.
"Why?" I said. "Why didn't she bring me?"
"All I know, Lily, is that she was depressed, kind of falling apart. The day she left home, nothing unusual happened. She just woke up and decided she couldn't be there anymore. She called a lady from the next farm to babysit, and she drove Terence Ray's truck to the bus station. Up until she got here, I thought she'd be bringing you with her."
The swing groaned while we sat there smelling warm rain, wet wood, rotted grass. My mother had left me.
"I hate her," I said.
I meant to shout it, but it came out unnaturally calm, low and raspy like the sound of cars crunching slowly over gravel.
"Now hold on, Lily."
"I do. I hate her. She wasn't anything like I thought she was.
I'd spent my life imagining all the ways she'd loved me, what a perfect specimen of a mother she was, and all of it was lies. I had completely made her up. It was easy for her to leave me because she never wanted me in the first place, I said.